This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. Now, this is episode 119. This is our brand new franchise. We are tackling now the Transformers franchise. We're going to be tackling it from Transformers 1 all the way up to part 5, right?
And then 5, yes.
Yes. We're going to take it all the way to part 5, and then we're going to give you guys a bonus episode where we're going to cover Bumblebee. So with that said, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and my co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, how long has it been since you've seen Transformers?
Last year. I watched this last year because on Instagram I did a ranking. So I'm now rewatching movies I just watched not that long ago. But I do like to rewatch to make sure, because we're doing a different format for this, to rewatch the movies again. So I saw Transformers last year, and I saw it 3 times at the movie theater, and I've seen this movie like 10 or 12 times. I've seen it a lot of times. So
yeah, for myself, it's been a long time. And I'm going to talk about it why when we do the review. But it's been a long time since I've seen this. And I remember purchasing this 4K absolutely 5 movie set when I was in vacation last year. And you went, don't open it until we review it. So guess what? New year, we're starting the damn Transformers franchise.
And crack it open. Now's the time.
Yeah, I did. I cracked it open. We sat down and watched it. But let's have some fun. For those of you who are new out there, we're going to give you guys the box office numbers, Rotten Tomato scores, right into our actual movie reviews. So with that said, let's start off with some box office numbers of the 2007 smash hit Transformers. Yeah. Starting off with 300.
A juggernaut here.
Yeah, this is a juggernaut. $319 million domestic. International, $390 million. Worldwide total of $709 million on a budget of $150 million on a domestic opening of $70 million.
I was there. I actually saw this movie early. I went to an early screening with one of our patrons and friends, Becca. She was here watching us a minute ago. We went to an early screening. Me, her, my younger brother, some kids. And I saw this at the theater about 2 weeks before it opened. And I was like, oh my gosh. Now, I was 20 when this came out. So I was like, oh my gosh, this movie is amazing. And then I did see it twice, you know, paying. So I contributed to that 700 and something million. It's not surprising. It's that it made so much money.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was going to do it anyway, because with the nostalgia, the cartoon, people going to flock to the theater. This is the first time ever you get to see a live action Transformer come to life. But with that said, was it a hit amongst the critics and the fans, Nate?
Okay, so the answer to that is not really. And yes, because critics, this has a 58%. So it's just under that kind of threshold of Rotten Tomatoes fresh of 60. It's just under. It almost hits it. I think it might be the highest. I don't know all the scores off the top of my head. I get these right before we go on, but I think it might be the highest. So critics, no. Audiences, though, this has an 85%. So people ate this movie up. Not only did they spend their dollars, they also went out afterward and said, I like this movie, and gave it some good reviews online. So yeah, it sits at an 85 with the audience.
All right, guys. So you know how we do it here. We're going to take those scores, throw it right out the window, and we're going to give you guys now our review on Transformers from 2007, starting off with the main character played by Shia LaBeouf. Hopefully I said his
Sam
name.
Sam Witwicky.
Yeah, Sam Witwicky. Yeah. Yeah, Nate, take it over.
Sam Witwicky's my dude, bro. I'm not going to lie. Sam Witwicky's my dude. I love Shia LaBeouf in this movie. I think I grew up just before this, because this came out, like I said, when I was 20. So when I was in my teenage years, Shia LaBeouf was like a thing, and he was around the same age as me. I think it might be like around my same age just in life in general. So I could relate to him because I was in the same age group. Okay, he's playing like a senior in high school. I was just out of high school, but I used to watch him on Even Stevens. He was in Constantine. He was an iRobot. Like, he was always pretty funny. I am a fan of Shia LaBeouf in general. I think he's a weirdo in real life, but as an actor, I like him. And this was before he got more serious. He was still kind of funny. And I thought he was funny in this, to be honest. You know, his humor works for me in this film. Does that mean all of them? No, but in Transformers, the first one, his humor works for me. I like Sam. I think he's a relatable character. You know, he's kind of a nerd. He's not the typical nerd. Yeah. I'd say he's almost more like the loser role, right? Like, he doesn't have a lot of friends. He doesn't never talk to that super hot girl at school. He's one of those kids who's at school who just kind of goes unnoticed. You know what I mean? He doesn't get bullied, but he doesn't have like a big friend group or anything. And I would say most people can relate to that. You know what I mean? There's more of those people in this world than there are jocks or things like that. So I think he's a good character. I like him. You know, the whole journey he goes on in the movie, I'm with it. Yeah, I like him a lot. I gave him a 4.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I scored him the same thing. I gave him a 4. I thought he was great. I don't think he was perfect. I thought he was a great character. Everything you said was right on. Other than, I mean, what more can you say? It's a guy who by luck, well, actually, it's not luck, but his grandfather found Megatron, and then he just, Destiny found him, Bumblebee found him, and he is lumped to save the world. And pretty much, there's not much more I can say, because honestly, his character is just a goofball Peter Parker type, but in a Transformer style of a movie, pretty much. That's all I can say with that. Main villain, Megatron.
All right, so I wrestled with this one because Hugo Weaving is the voice of Megatron. Great choice. I mean, great, great, great choice. I love every time he talks, he sounds very menacing. He looks menacing. I get it. You know, I didn't grow up with the cartoon. So if you're like a little bit older and you watch a cartoon and you don't like the redesign, I understand. I think they tried to design it to look more updated, right? Like if you remember Megatron in the old cartoons, he looked weird. He looked like he had like they had like full on faces with regular mouths and stuff. And I don't think that works. I think what they tried to do with all the gears and the sharp teeth and whatever, I liked it. I like Megatron. I like the way he looks in this. I don't give him a 5 though, because he is frozen for about 2/3 of the movie. He's frozen. He doesn't do much. Now, once he's thawed out, he's here to do business. He rips Jazz in half. I love that scene. Like, you don't, you know, when you're watching these kind of movies, even if a good guy maybe dies or gets very injured, okay. But he like literally just picks this thing up and just rips him in half. And that's it. That's the end of Jazz. Like, bye. He is dominating most of the fights throughout the end of the movie. And anytime you have a movie like this where the good guys are, it's almost like they're underdogs. Like, you're like, Megatron's going to win this. He's huge. He's absolutely wrecking, Optimus Prime for most of their like kind of one-on-one fights. And I won't say they win by luck, but it takes a lot of luck in a lot of the things that happen, which to me is a strong villain. I think he's strong. If he was in it more, he'd be a 5 to me, honestly. I'm going to give him a 4. I think Megatron is the big bad of Transformers, and I think there's a pretty good interpretation.
You know, spot on. I gave Megatron a 4 also. I mean, he was menacing. You said it. He was menacing on screen. I mean, he was lethal, bro. Like, I mean, when he was beating the crap out of people, I mean, he was just giving them the whipping. Even when he fought Optimus and they hit the floor and he flicked the human, he said,
"Yes, I love that part." Disgusting. Yeah, that guy's dead. He got wrecked.
He's pretty much dead. And then when he comes out the roof when Sam is at the edge of the building. And I forgot the line. And then he just took out he turned his hand into like a mace and just slammed it. He was just like, so it was pretty cool. Like he just, you know, Hugo Weaving, I remember watching a interview where he does not know nothing with Transformers. Like he didn't know what the hell he was speaking. Like he hated this role because he really didn't know what was like, what the movie was about. He just said lines. But honestly, he's a very menacing voice. Does he look like the cartoon? No, he don't. I agree with you. Again, with movies and translating cartoons over to a live action, it's going to get hard. Now, vehicles, totally different. They could have went with the vehicle, whatever he was. Turning him into a robot, that's a different story. I do agree with you. That would have been, it would have looked weird. And he did look menacing, though, with the red eyes.
Yeah.
He had like this oval weird thing, but it was cool. I liked it.
He looked great on the posters. When you had like the stare down posters with him and Optimus, he looked like a bad dude, you know? And as far as the transforming, like if I remember correctly, like I said, I didn't grow up with it, but I think he just transformed into a gun in the old cartoon. So it's like, that's not that exciting to just be a gun. So in this, he kind of can do like a multiple things, right? Like one scene, he kind of turns into a weird jet. Another part, he puts his hands together and makes a big gun, which I think was an homage to the cartoon. And I think in some of the later movies, he does like a car or truck or something. So I like that in this version of him, he kind of can be multiple things, I guess.
Well, it would have been pretty cool, though, if he turned into a gun in Starscream or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
The big Starscream. Jet. Yeah, he grabs him and then he starts shooting more stronger.
That would have been cool.
It would have been a cool nod to the cartoon.
He hates Starscream. That's hilarious. Oh, like, you're so disappointing.
Yeah, he always hates him in the cartoon, too. But all right, here we go. Action scenes.
Okay, 5. I gotta give it a 5. Look, you know, and I know we're only on the first movie here. And I think we haven't reviewed them. So this is not, I'm not saying we're gonna not like them. But what I'm saying is I think a lot of people don't love the franchise or where it went. And they look back and they act like the whole thing was like that. And I legit think Transformers 1 is an awesome summer blockbuster movie. And the action scenes are a big part of that. They're Michael Bay, say what you want about him as a filmmaker. Is he a great storyteller? No. Is he a great stylist? Yes. He could shoot an action scene. It looks great. He blows stuff up. There's a lot of real explosions. For a movie that's so full of CGI, he still blew up a lot of crap, which I always respect. There's a lot of destruction. The whole last like 40 minutes is an action scene pretty much in the city. I love the highway scene. Bone Crusher and Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
And it's almost like they're roller skating and they're just like, it looks great. It's one of my favorite moments. And it has like the slow motion part where you see the car flipping and you see Optimus coming up and he turns around and like it's a visual, great piece of visual action, in my opinion. I love that whole fight. I love the little chasing with the cop car and Bumblebee. I love that. Like, it's a fun chase scene where they're in the car. They add the humor of they're like, you know, put on your seatbelt, and they're trying to get it. And there's like that rock music. And I think it just has a lot of good action scenes. But the last, I would give it a 5 just for the last, you know, like 40 minutes or so alone. Has a lot of great moments. It's more so than some of the other ones. You can mostly tell what's going on for having CGI metal moving around. It's going to look a certain way. But I think overall, I think it's a blast. I gave it a 5.
I mean, there was no way I could score this movie less than a 5. I mean, there's no way. I mean, you got action sequence of car chase. You got him running. Transformers are shooting.
Oh, the military scene when the helicopter shows up, and that scene's great in the beginning.
Yeah. So even the scorpion looking one in the beginning.
Scorponok.
Yes. Yeah. That one. That looked pretty good. And then it's funny. It's so weird, right? When it comes to movies, like, you like the scene in the highway, which was a great scene. I always liked the little one when he's like hijacking Air Force One.
And
he's
in the computer,
he's banging his head on the.
Yeah, he's like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
he's like this. And he's like,
Wiki. Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was like stuff like that. I like. Was he a character in the cartoon? I don't freaking know. But it just worked with the movie very well and the story they were telling. The action sequences were really cool. Like, it turned into like another version that popped out of the back of the scorpion and went into the dirt. And they were like, it was just cool visuals. I do agree with you. Michael Bay is not one of my favorite directors, but what he does very well is action sequence. And he knows how to put them together very well. Now, regardless of how much explosions is used, and I mean, that's what action movies is all about, is explosions. And Transformers, there was no way you could have a Transformers movie without explosions and action sequences. And I think he did it very well. The last part was just a straight up, I mean, just gun fighting in the street. Yeah. CGI heaven. But the thing with the CGI is that I give him a lot of respect. Those artists, is the fact that they looked real. Like, I couldn't distinguish it not being on screen. Like, I was like, man, did they really build this damn thing? We all know they didn't. But right. It just looked like it was a really cool scene. So anyway, with that said,
at this point, it's a 15-year-old movie. And yeah, it holds up. And I was going to say, don't forget, he did the Bad Boys 2 thing with the spinning camera when they're in the Hoover Dam and like the camera spinning around. And that was from Bad Boys 2. That's a very Michael Bay thing to do. All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And especially the slow motion with Josh Duhamel and Tyrese when they go look up slow motion. That's very
super Bad Boys. He can't help himself.
No, he couldn't. All right. Storyline.
I like the storyline. Look, this is not going to get any bad points from me. I like the storyline. I think it works for a first film. You have no problems following what's happening. These alien robots. You know, it's one of those things like the Transformers cartoon, okay, was based off of the toys. The toys came out first. So they had these toys, and then some people had to think of a backstory for these toys, right? And now you have a movie based on a cartoon that's based on toys. So no matter what, it's kind of weird, right? Like alien robots from somewhere else who come to Earth. But this is straightforward. There's an item, an object. And yeah, some people might say that's kind of lazy, right? You just have like this object that these people are trying to get. For me, it just makes it, in a movie like this that's long and big and loud, simplicity helps. I don't have to think too much. They're trying to get this all spark. The bad guys want it. The good guys want to protect it. Piece of cake. And then you do what you do. You fill it with characters that are fun to watch, which I think they did. Sam Witwicky's great. Megan Fox. We haven't even talked about Megan Fox. A fox. You know, she's not a great actress, but she's very beautiful. And then you got like nice supporting, like Bernie Mac has that nice little role. John Voight is in this movie. Josh Duhamel, Anthony Anderson, like a really nice John Turturro, who I love. A really nice kind of cast sprinkled throughout. I think overall it makes for a really good watch. Not perfect. I'm going to give it a 4. But yeah, I think it's very good.
In terms of story, I gave it a 3. I thought it was very generic for a storyline. I agree with you. I don't know. I just felt like, to be really honest with you, I felt like this movie felt like it was 10 years long. It just, for me, there's certain points that dragged because of the storyline. I was just like, oh my God, like just get to the point. But I do agree with you. It was simplicity, but I felt like it just took forever, right? He had to get his car, and then his car goes away. That was another like 25 minutes him chasing Bumblebee, and then he sends the signal. And I was like, man, this is really long. Like, you could have just snippet a lot of this stuff. And then him looking for his glasses, that was kind of long because they were in the backyard. And then he comes out and he goes, stop shining the light. And I was like, I understand.
Play for laughs.
Yeah, it was a lot of comedic stuff, but I was just like, oh my God, this is like a 2-hour movie for me. It felt like it was 4 hours. But I agree with you. Look, I didn't say the storyline was bad. I gave it a 3. I thought it was a good storyline, especially for a first movie. So I thought they did a really good job with that overall.
I think after we watch part 2, you're going to come back and give part 1 a 4 after we're done watching
maybe a perfect
Revenge of the Fallen. You're going to give it a 5. We're both going to give it a 5. We'll have to come back and re-record a clip. 4 and 3. Okay, very good. Overall, 4. It's a 4 for me. I think this movie is, this is a quintessential like summer movie to me. When you think summer blockbusters, I don't think they do them as great anymore, to be quite honest with you. And the 2000s had some real bangers, in my opinion. And this is one of them. I think this is a great popcorn, what I think of when I think of a summer movie. You know what I mean? And Michael Bay, I think he did a great job. I think the cast is strong. It's super entertaining, in my opinion. The action scenes are great. I don't think you could ask for much more for an adaptation. Yeah, some people who maybe are diehard Transformer cartoon fans might, you know other stuff and nitpick it. And that's fair. You know, I didn't grow up watching it, so I have no stake in the game, if you will. You know, like, I just know this movie and I like it. So I think it's a great, great popcorn movie. Do I think it's a great film? No. Do I think it's like a Shakespeare? No. But gosh darn it, if I don't want to just eat some snacks and watch this movie and I have a good time every single time. So it's a 4 for me.
I gave it a good. I gave it a 3. I thought it was a good movie. And the reason why I never came back to these movies is for some reason I get motion sickness.
Oh, okay.
And I started to get motion sickness towards the ending of the movie again. When they all started turning into it and it started to speed and all the everything started to go off. It was weird because in the theater, I got really sick when I saw it in the IMAX. Watching it at home, I was just like, just queasy. I wasn't like, oh my God, like I have to turn it off. It was weird. And my wife thinks it's because of all the CG and everything is moving so fast. And then it goes from slow motion, right? Cause they do the slow motion turn and then it goes right back to live action speed again. So that's the reason that's not the reason why I gave the score a 3. The reason I gave the score a 3 is I agree with you. It's a popcorn movie. I thought it was a good movie. Was it great? To some people, it's great. You gave it a great. To me, I'm not a big Transformers fan from the get-go anyway. I saw it as a kid, but not as much as other properties if it would turn from live action adaptations, you say. So for me, it is what it is. I enjoyed it. I liked it. My kids loved it. my two boys.
That's awesome.
They were all into it. I was like, well, if you like this, I told my wife, to pop on the cartoons because they will like that even more, the cartoons. Yeah. So, they would love it, especially my older son. He was just going, he liked Megatron. I don't know why, but he was all up into the Megatron.
Watch him. Yeah, watch him. He likes the villains in movies. Keep an eye on him.
Yeah, him and his little one, my youngest, like the villains. I don't know why, but Yeah, it was cool seeing it with them. Yeah. A lot of the movies that we've been reviewing, I sit down with them and they see it with me. So it's actually pretty cool. But other than that, yeah, I gave it a 3. Overall 3. What's your total points?
21 out of a 25. I've always liked Transformers. I don't have many of the issues that other people have with it. I think it's a great time. I've seen, like I said, I've seen it a lot of times. And I think it's every time I watch it, I'm not like, I like it. I like it every time I watch it. So yeah, 21 out of 25.
Yeah, mine's is a 19 out of a 25. I think it still holds up. I think it's a good entertainment. Like you said, a summer blockbuster popcorn flick. And the reason why we don't have much blockbusters anymore is because we have a lot of dominating comic book movies. Not many people take chances on blockbusters anymore. Right. So
that's true. Those are the blockbusters and that's about it. Yeah. It's like, okay, great. Thank you. What about some other thing? But it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. Nate, what's coming up?
All right. So that is Transformers. Now, first movie in our new month of January, Mark Wahlberg month, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, if you will. Mm-hmm. The first one of the Funky Bunch will be Deepwater Horizon, Peter Berg directed, our second Peter Berg movie, I think, after The Kingdom from last month. So we're going to be reviewing that. And then, of course, next week, Transformers 2, Revenge of the Fallen, which, spoiler alert, was the highest grossing of all the Transformers movies. So it made the most money. Is it the best? I don't know. We're going to tell you next week.
If you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix More Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to www.youtube.com/levelsofgeek. Check out the podcast on the video format. If you guys want to take us on the go, you can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, anywhere you listen to your podcast on. Again, Action Movie Guys, subscribe. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.